This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. We have Dr. Bill Singh and Dr. Dan Royal. Dr. Dan, of course, the head of the First Nations Medical Board, and we're working on an NDA, which is a special application to do a First Nations Medical Board study. I understand that you gentlemen have the equipment already, and you're getting together the animals and the material so that we can do an animal study, and then, of course, in 4 weeks, we should have results. We need the funding to continue this this process, so we can move up to actually presenting this to a manufacturing company that can manufacture the oral memory molecules that will transfer the immune-trained memory to recognize the sigma-1 protein that allows the virus to enter. Now, just going to back up a bit. What Dr. Barrick did at the University of North Carolina was to allow, it was called gain-of-function, to make the nanoparticles extremely effective over a very great distance, hundreds of feet. So this idea of 6 feet is a satanic number, but it has nothing to do with science. If you have an air mask, an airway mask, and a Zionist mask on and use hygiene, you're not going to get infected. So we don't need any social distancing. But on the other hand, people that are protesting, they're not wearing masks, which I think, unless you're taking things orally to build up your terrain, you're stupid. Okay, so in other words, you need to be on Nutriment. If you're not going to wear a damn mask, don't be an idiot. Don't worry about social distancing. If you wear a mask and visor, do take the supplements, because this virus is airborne AIDS, people. And I'm going to say it slowly. This is airborne freaking HIV AIDS. Okay? And it may not kill you right away, but it may chew away at you. It may make your testicles useless. It may cause heart failure. 23%, 0.5 of the people arrived in the New York hospital were in renal failure. 30% plus didn't even have a temperature when they arrived in the hospital, with signs of microclots or even stroke, even in their 30s and 40s. And we have to understand this virus can affect kids with a Kawasaki's type vasculitis disorder. It can chew away at you over years or decades. So if you think that this is just passive, oh, I lost my sense of taste, but, geez, my memory's not so good, it's because you're getting a frontal lobectomy. Enter the zombie apocalypse when frontal lobectomy is happening, because the Zika virus is chewing away at your anterior forebrain bundles. Now, you might think, Dr. Deagle talks too fast. Just play me back at Barry White speed, and you can understand it. Now, listen to me up, people. You got to improve your terrain. You want to protect yourself. You don't want to wear a mask. At least take our supplements. But what you ultimately need is memory transfer. Now, all of the technology I reviewed in the vaccines, and I want you to comment, gentlemen, that I've seen of the 106 vaccines they're promising, and many of them, including this one here called AuraPro COVID-19 by Stabilitec, also certified by the WHO, the World Horrors Organization. That's their new title, by the way. It's good for Hollywood and for Halloween. The World Horrors Organization and the un-university to us, these maniacs, actually, all of the vaccines are going to cause either a cytokine storm, change our genetics permanently, or cause us to have inappropriate control of other gene complexes, allow us to regenerate and reintegrate our bodies every day when we go to sleep. So what I see happening here is pure, unmitigated genetic pollution of the genome of the human species. And what they're doing, they don't really understand. This, by the way, can interface with their quantum nanodot technology with the enzyme to activate it called luciferase. Isn't that wonderful? With the co-Satanist Melinda and Bill Gates. By the way, she wears an upside-down Jesus cross, which means she's a freaking blood-drinking Satanist. People have to understand that. And Bill Gates' father that planned on Parenthood was one of the sponsors. These people are smirking worms from hell. And people, you know, this is really good that I talked to Dr. Jiva Amadaya the day. He was on his way to Washington to deliver 100,000 signatures to fire Bill Gates and Dr. Birx, who's still talking about social distancing, where do these people get 6 feet? Do they think a virus doesn't want to go 7 or 10 or 12 feet or 100 feet? Do you know that stool from someone who has literally recovered can release the Zika virus up to 2 months afterward? And the aerosol can go hundreds of feet? Where the hell do they get 6 feet? Your comments, gentlemen. Go ahead.
Well, it's an arbitrary number. I mean, back.
Believe it or not, it's shocking, but I've actually.
The World Health Organization, yeah. They said back around 2003, what we should do for potential pandemic included a physical distancing, which at that time was just no hugging or kissing. 6 feet is just an arbitrary number. I'm not sure where they came up with it, but I don't know if there's any medical scientific reason behind it other than it sounds politically correct.
No, I'll tell you what the reasoning. I'll tell you what the reasoning is. Okay, and this goes into nanotech, and I'll let you back on the microphone in a second. If you have a 5 or 6G system, and you're in the matrix, and the 5G and 6G, which has what's called a beamed 5G to your body, you can see your carcass down to a number of a cubic meter. If you're not 6 feet or 2 meters apart, you can't individuate a person that you want to send a directed signal to their cortex or their DNA unless they're at least 6 feet apart. So the reason for the 6 feet is not for biological reasons. It's for the cybertech cyber state of the Jumanjiization of the population of humans to literally convert the Earth into a cybernetic matrix. That's what's going on here. Believe it or not. Go ahead. You're on.
Well, that was just one of the requirements. No, okay. Hugging or kissing, and then the other requirement, in other words, to slow or to delay a pandemic, was the respiratory hygiene, where you cough into your arm, and then there was a third requirement. But they're all very, very simple, simplistic things. Nobody right. ever said that we need to be shut down. And if you're wearing a mask, then technically you shouldn't require social distancing, and vice versa.
Exactly.
But you're right.
And I tell people, if you're going to wear a mask, also wear a visor, because the aerosol can get in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We already know that a cough on simulations from both computer and actual simulations goes 49 feet, and the aerosol can go hundreds of feet. So this idea, firstly, they can use UVC curtains to kill the virus. You can use HEPA filters. They can use, even I saw a device in Chile that actually has a little device like a little robot with vertical UVC wands, and it goes down the bus, goes, and goes along. And, of course, if you do get a UVC wand, my wife, I got three of them, and my wife Michelle returned them because she said, these are too dangerous for you even, Bill, because you're going to hurt yourself. Because if you don't wear a welder's glass in your eyes and a total cover of your face and your skin, they're going to give you skin cancer or fry your eyeballs and your retina. It kills viruses, but it can also do you in, too. So UVC lights, really bad for viruses, not so good for people either. Right? So you can do it, but you got to treat it like these are like a dangerous weapon against the virus, right?
Are you talking about ultraviolet light? Ultraviolet radiation that we use to convert vitamin D and for blood radiation? But what are you talking about? Which frequencies?
Hey, Doug. Yeah, the ultraviolet C is very lethal to viruses, but it's also damaging, cause skin cancer, retinal damage, and cataracts to people. So UVC light, if you treat it with respect, it's okay. The wands are really nice and pretty. I was playing with it, but you got to be damn well careful with it, because if you don't have glasses on or protecting your eyes from light coming in, it'll damage your retina instantly or cause cataracts. And if it hits your skin, it'll cause skin cancer and DNA and cross-linking of the thymidine dimers. So, gentlemen, what's going on with our NDA thing and our project? I put together some things this weekend, and you guys have got some more data. We need to put together this NDA thing, which you sent me some information I can sign. And the First Nations Medical Board. And we didn't have to file a patent. You say that about within 4 weeks, because you have the equipment and everything ready to roll. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I think we water chemical.
What's happening, Dr. Royal or Dr. Bell?
where we are right now, we need some money to buy the stuff, chemicals and materials, to start doing the proof of principle. So we need at least $50,000 to get started.
Right, so if we had $50,000 in cash, we... Yeah. Right, now with the $50,000, we have 4 weeks is all we need, because it only takes 3 to 5 days to incubate the dendritic cells to get the exo... The memory molecules out of the dendritic cells to actually prove a purpose. We have the delivery technology already. In other words, it's a very simple step process if you look at the flow diagram, right?
Yeah.
So in other words, it's only simple steps. Dendritic cells, they're universal, they can be... Right, and then they incubate it with the antigen you're trying to identify, with a glycoprotein to turn off, say, a pathogen like a Zika virus or COVID-19, or you're trying to turn off an autoimmune disease or activate killing of cancer. You simply incubate it, transfer those memory molecules over to a delivery system, and boom, you're done. You take it orally, goes to your small bowel, goes into my cell, boom, turns on your T and B cells, and your immune system says, I've gone to college. I know how to take care of this virus now, right?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This platform, but by the way, this is one of the best, we will call, sales programs of a program called OraPro. But here's the thing, all of the vaccines out there that I've seen so far, like the one coming out of Oxford that they've said is going to be ready after Labor Day, is simply taking a cold virus and attaching the Sigma-1 protein, and then expecting the cold virus by injection is going to create an immune response that's going to transfer the memory to your T and B cells, because you have to transfer not only to produce antibodies, but also T cells that can actually seek and destroy cells that contain the virus so it can't spread. Now, there's a lot of steps that in there that are that leave it wide open to failure. Now, what this is in the OraPro technology is they take a cold virus or adenovirus and they attach genes to it of the Sigma-1 protein. And then the virus, they say, is going to be non-replicating. Well, here's you have to understand this, how this works. Think of the virus as Lego blocks, okay? We're called a viral Lego, okay? And it's a block. Now they're taken in by the gut cells with this delivery technology. And fragments of the virus arrive inside the cell. The body says, hey, I like this Lego block and that Lego block. Let's put together and make a new novel virus that contains the Sigma-1 protein. In other words, you can take viral fragments that are already in the gut from other things that people eat in their food or just existing there, you know, floating around, not becoming a full-blown virus anymore, but they're still there inside the cells, and you may actually create new novel viruses by adding the Sigma-1. Now, I've got to explain this to people so they understand it. There's 8 different populations in China, so they couldn't make a race-specific bioweapon. And I have proof that they actually declared war in May of 2019 against America because of the trade war and what Trump was doing to them. Because they already had documents published that by 2025, they want to take over world production of all consumable goods. They already partly succeeded because in over the last 25-plus years, the WTO, 80% of the new billionaires are Chinese members of the Communist Party. And the billionaires are also people that are actually members of our, I call Congress critters and Senate critters. They're not people, they're critters now. They're actually getting rich by transferring 60,000 factories to China and China's affiliates. Now, since the COVID virus attack, they're trying to leapfrog forward, buying out the controlling shares of corporations that manufacture goods in China. So they will not only have controlling interests and actually have stolen the technology, either by their Thousand Talents program or by their Chinese institutions or universities raised across the country with 600,000 students stealing technology either in universities or working with U.S. corporations. And what they did is they decided, well, we want to attack the West, but we can't attack with nuclear or space-based weapons, so we're going to use bioweapons. And I have documents going back 25 years. So what they did is they decided, well, we'll vaccinate our population after we get all the stuff from Bill Gates and Dr. Lieber, Dr. Barrick, et cetera, Dr. Fauci. And we'll create a vaccine, and the vaccine actually caused a problem. And I can prove through logic and the case tracking that it didn't come from an individual that got contaminated at the lab, and it certainly did not come from a wet market. There were no bats in that wet market at all, none, at the time when they said it released. And you see, all the people who were vaccinated in Wuhan, because that's where their BSL lab was, and they went back to BRI, Belt and Road Nations, and what happened is exactly what happened in 1917, 103 years ago, when the foundation under Rockefeller decided to make the typhus vaccine, because more people were dying of typhus than bullets and bombs in World War I. And what he did is he said, well, we're going to do a vaccine program, and they took pigs that actually had pig flu, injected humans that had human flu, and it created a recombinant in them. Now, this OraPro technology has the potential to create new, novel Sigma-1 protein-attached viruses that can attach and then replicate and spread throughout the body or become a new plague. Just like if there's a secondary vaccination, and 64% of Americans, less than between 35 and 45, where it's only 53%, would say that according to research on right now on Epoch Times, the report today, would accept the vaccine. 14% of Americans said there's no damn way they're taking the vaccine, and 22% are not sure. Now, a lot of Americans are pretty freaking dumb. And if they take this vaccine, they're more likely to have an RNA vaccine response like the Gardasil vaccine, which means they're going to create autoantibodies, get pseudotumor cerebri, cardiac arrhythmias, atrial fibrillation, bone marrow failure, and cardiorespiratory arrest, and mitochondrial collapse, which is called death. D-E-A-T-H, as in dead in the ground, no pulse, no talking, no eating food, no drinking beer anymore. Right? pretty funny, but bad. Your comments, gentlemen, because I see this Orpro as just a sneakier way of getting a virus in that can cause new recombinant viruses and is most likely not even going to produce an immune response in the T and B cells that will give you any kind of level of protection against the actual COVID-19 virus. Because it's a sneaky bugger virus. I mean, it's killing some people, but most people it's going stealth, so it's going to make you have really crappy testicles. No more babies. It's going to make you have heart failure, or it's going to affect your taste and smell because it's already in your frontal lobes. Enter the zombie apocalypse. When your frontal lobes are going bye-bye, no more enter your forebrain bundle anymore. What do you think, gentlemen? Go ahead.
Well, anytime you're using a live virus, if that's...
I know you're in shock, so it's your turn.
Anytime you're using a live virus, if that's what they're using...
Well, the virus is going to get live. I mean, there's such thing as a live virus. Yeah, the virus is not... They say it's not live, but you see, anytime you take building blocks of a virus and inject it into people either through their gut and have a delivery technology, the Lego blocks of the virus can recombine with other Lego blocks of other viruses and create a new recombinant. I mean, the guy I trained under 50 years ago... Dr. Robert Brown was working on the T-virus, and they actually had taken an injector core that would paralyze you and put it in a capsid, and the T-virus, he told me, I'm going to quote him exactly, and I have a photographic memory, back crying over his beer 50 years ago almost, well, 49 years ago, telling me how the virus got a containment one day in 10 years when he was sick with the flu, and all of his buddies got incinerated 2,000 degrees in a negative pressure facility, and Rutgers campus tied up with USAMRID, okay? In Rutgers campus, New Jersey. Now, you got to understand here, people, you don't screw with viruses and give them the capacity to enter your cells. That's what they did with Dr. Lieber in Harvard, and that's why he's been arrested, is he worked with the Cell Intelligence Program to transfer nanotechnology to reverse engineer so the virus could jump species and attach to the Sigma-1 protein, which, by the way, is very lethal but hard to spread as hell. SARS, right, was 15% lethal when you got a case of it. This one here is extremely infective and attaches very nicely to the H receptor of humans because they reverse engineered it. And what these bastards want to do, excuse my English, is they want to give us Orpro that gives your body cells the Sigma-1 receptor to attach to other viruses which you might have in your gut. They're going to create new recombinant superviruses. What do you think of that?
What's happening already? It has been
pretty damn stupid, isn't it?
No.
Right, well, these people are what called blithering morons, and they're demonically energized because they don't give a crap because they got the vaccine court and everything, so they can get away with murder or mayhem. And neither Bill Gates or any of these people are going to be a kind of a firing squad or have their assets all seized because they killed your kids or made them get ADD or cause neuropathy or cardiorespiratory arrest. Side effects, you know? Decay, death, those are just side effects. What do you think?
Plus is the greatest important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-21.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is issuing a dire warning about the economy, saying the outbreak of the coronavirus could lead to a prolonged recession and weak recovery. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan is refusing to immediately drop charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, even though the Justice Department said they're not going to prosecute Flynn. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says the names of those Obama administration officials who ordered the unmasking of Michael Flynn need to be released. He also says,
if I ever find that the intelligence community is unmasking my phone calls with foreign leaders where I discuss foreign policy as a United States senator, heads will roll. I find it unbelievable that the outgoing administration is surveilling the incoming administration.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump's program to bolster domestic production of ventilators has generated such a domestic surplus in mere weeks that the United States is now offering thousands of the life-saving machines to nations abroad as part of its global humanitarian relief effort. Countries expected to receive the ventilators include France, Italy, and Spain. A restaurant in Northern Virginia plans to fill all its tables when it reopens while still maintaining social distancing. With that story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The well-known Inn at Little Washington will seat groups of mannequins to make the three Michelin star restaurant feel full when it reopens with restrictions. Coronavirus safety guidelines will prevent the restaurant from serving more than half its normal capacity when it reopens on May 28th. The chef telling reporters he's always had a thing for mannequins. He says he can dress them up, and they also never complain about the food. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Of ranting, I want you to kind of jump in here. It sounds like Dr. Bill saying you saw more time looking at the SoroPro. Now, the NDA we were going to put together, I guess I got to put some dollars in there to get it going. I think my contribution is $750 to get the NDA going. We also need to get money for the patent and the drugs and chemicals to actually do the test. So we need people out there to sponsor, whether it's $100, $1,000, $10,000, if you get a lot of money. And remember, this is a total write-off, because when it's done through a foundation like this, your money is a total write-off. You do not have to, you get a total tax write-off on whatever you're doing. And, of course, once this technology becomes available, you can be first in line to get the access to it once we prove it's safe. We want three things. Number one, we want to prove it works, so it creates a T and B cell immunity in the animal model. Then we want to transfer the technology to humans, which is safe. We're not transferring either a virus, attenuated virus, not an antigen, not an adjuvant like mercury, aluminum, or a toxic chemical attached to your body proteins, and we're not changing the genetics of the host with RNA or DNA, or even fragments, like this OraPro technology does with the adenovirus, with the so-called non-replicating virus, which is crap, because if you take a non-replicating virus, how is the cell going to take out the molecules and create an antigenic response? It doesn't make sense, does it?
Yeah, it's going to fail.
It's got to replicate the antigen at a high enough concentration. It's got to take over the replicated process of the antigen, the fragments in our messenger RNA process, in order to make enough antigen for the body to respond, which can cause a cytokine storm and occur crisis, like the binding antibodies that occurred after the SARS first epidemic, and they crazy. These morons tried to create a vaccine 17 years ago that killed a lot of animals and killed people or made them sick as hell. And they didn't catch the word yet. None of these experts on vaccines, including Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who I had on, and the other experts that we've had on RNA vaccines, I'd like to hear your comments, Dr. Bill, because There's no such thing as an RNA vaccine for any disease that's been proven effective anywhere on Earth for humans or animals. Ever, right?
I would not say that there isn't anything. There are about 70 different proposed vaccines based on RNA vaccines, but none of them has ever been produced into a product.
Yeah, I'm talking about the ones that they've actually done, and they've done trials like the ones against Ebola and SARS. None of these vaccines worked, and they were toxic and dangerous as hell. And the problem is, whenever you change the host, think of this as the human DNA. You put a program in, you're going to screw up your normal genetic control of multiple gene complexes, and you're going to produce autoimmunity when the binding antibodies actually, they got to re-expose to the virus, they got a cytokine storm, which killed them. So your comments, go ahead.
I don't think the technology is going to work because it hasn't, like I say, it hasn't produced any product so far in the last 40 years. So.
Right, which also means, by the way, when you got morons like Fauci saying keep the schools locked down, then the economy stays locked. Listen, if it locks to the summer, experts in Austria have calculated out that the lockdown by the summer will kill 30 million people. And if we lock down to this fall or next year, there won't be a United States of America. It won't exist anymore, and the debt will kill us. If the Democrats get in their bills, like this $3 trillion bill they want to do, America won't be recognizable as a constitutional republic anymore. You'll have no rights whatsoever in a cyber state. People don't understand this. This is not just a virus plague. It's a plague of bad politics and Luciferic control and demonic eugenics. That's what's really going on here, isn't it?
Yep.
What we want to do is simply improve the terrain, like Dr. Shiva Madaya says. Look, let's make people better. Simple start off the read off the top. If every senior citizen home we give their vitamin D levels, test their levels and give them the increase their vitamin zinc levels, give them antioxidants to protect their body from free radical damage, give them antipathogenics like my Neutrodyne Alcimed, NutriSilver, and NutriDefense, protect their mitochondria with neutral pH, you can even give them methylene blue therapy or even light therapy. We can even give them light therapy, put them in a bathe of frequency and pulse of infrared light, of ultraviolet light to kill the virus off, or bring their blood through a blood cleansing machine to actually run it through a UVC light, the virus would just die, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they're supposed to, unless they hide in something, they're not hit by the physical whatever they're using.
Right, well, they can take these patients, for example, can simply take our photon sound beam, and or even just my hyperbaric oxygen, which I have like 2 feet away from me here, a vertical hyperbaric chamber, and ozone, I can turn it on right after the show and get in it, half hour, turn it on for with ozone. The ozone at 1.3 atmospheres is equivalent to 1,400 below sea level. Virus is dead because it can't stand ozone or ultraviolet light. It's that simple. And my nutraceuticals like my plasma iodine, Alcimed, and so on, this is not a catastrophic problem. It's catastrophic stupidity of the public and toxic vaccines. And what we want to do is re-educate the immune system. What people don't understand is our immune system is like bad students. And if they want to have a good professor, the professor finds not the areas where you're strong, but the areas where your immune system is weak and makes him strong in those areas so you get A scores rather than B or C. And what educating your exosomes and your TMB cells does is make you now an A student in your entire immune system, and you can't do that with the technology they're trying to do. So the steps, I need a flow diagram when we do the patent. So what would you put in the flow diagram, Dr. Bill? Let's say, what's step number one of taking the dendritic cells and exposing them to the antigen like the sigma-1 protein, right? And then step two is to take that sigma-1 protein after 5 days and extract the exosomes from the dendritic cells in a stable neutral pH formula and lyophilizing it so we can enter that into a capsule gel so that when it's ingested it gets past the stomach acid and pepsin and it's mycelized in your terminal ileum after it survives the stomach acid and pepsin at down to pH 2 and the micelle brings it to your gut intrahepatic circulation and your dendritic cells and transfers the memory to those cells who then become the little professors to teach all your other T and B cells through your liver and your Kupffer cells, etc., how to actually be wise in terms of being able to attack the T virus, attack on the sigma-1 protein, or cells that contain the virus with that sigma-1 protein. It's that simple, isn't it?
Well, we're not going to, right? Use the live virus at all.
No, I know that. That's the point. We take a protein extract, like a sigma-1 protein, we expose the protein to the dendritic virus cell, so there's no live virus, there's nothing replicating or could replicate, there's no genetic material either, is there?
No.
Right? Not like this Oropro, this is live, this is genetic material, even though they say it's not a replicating virus. These people are liars because, like I say, it's called genetic Lego blocks that they're putting into people's guts, right?
Yeah, they're putting
the same as the RNA vaccines they did, which are catastrophic. Yeah, and if you give a massive amount of antigens, you're also going to get an excessive immune response. You have to let the body learn how to respond to the antigen, and you can't guarantee they'll even create an adequate level of T and B cell immunity if you do these other techniques. That's why almost all the other vaccines have failed. I mean, the closest that I've seen to even making some sense is like the old polio vaccine, where they basically took the polio virus, killed it, put it in formalin, and then after the killed virus, they put it as an antigen to stimulate the body's ability to recognize and kill the virus. I mean, that's the simplest vaccine that I've seen come out of China just last week. You heard about that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you heard about that one. So, Dr. Bill, where we go to next? If we got the $50,000, let's say tomorrow, somebody says, "Hey, I got the $50,000. We got a bunch of people with $100 bills, and we got thousands of them."
That's all you need. If we get the $50,000, we could start.
Once you have the money,
we can start the proof.
Yeah, and we got to do this. You got people out there. And people need to understand, this is it's important for you to get my NutriMeds to protect your own body and your health. Those are first. But remember, if you put some money in this, even if it's $100, it's a write-off. You're not going to pay a cent. It comes off your taxes when you file.
19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at 88-
We're coming back live now, Dr. Dan, so I want you to repeat what you just about to say. Go ahead.
We're back on the air. Well, the question was, what do I think about all the virus pandemonium? And, of course, the lockdown was, in the view of many people, the wrong thing to do, the opposite of what we should have done, because in lockdown we can't develop the herd immunity that everybody by now knows about. So and that's by being exposed to the virus, because healthy people would normally have developed antibodies. So theoretically, if you have antibodies, you shouldn't acquire a vaccination. In fact, we tested a patient, some patients recently, one of them was positive.
Well,
so
we see that in we see that in Sweden now. By the way, the testing doesn't identify people properly, and even the WHO doesn't identify the people who have a positive test and recovered. They're going to give them a license to return to work in Chile and Peru, which tells you that even they know that at least, and this is one of the ones I heard quoted, 30% positive, false positive test and 15% false negative. And I think the numbers are probably higher than that. But whatever the numbers are, the tests are freaking useless. And they can't be used for case tracking or even giving people a license to go back to work. And we've seen relapsing cases where it actually clinically... In hospitals, they've had people that have gotten the infection, recovered, and relapsed weeks later or months later, and got either an infection or a new version of the genetically modified virus that's out in the community now. So what people should understand, you have to improve your terrain with nutraceuticals now, which is my first-line defense kit, etc. And you have to start looking at the idea, how can we educate the immune system to be much more resistant to all viruses that have the sigma-1 protein, because... My guess, we don't have one version. In fact, they've done genetic studies on some individuals, and even up to a month ago, they had as many as 8 different subversions genetically of COVID-19. It's not one virus, it's an army of viruses. The only part of the genetics that doesn't modify dramatically quickly at all is the sigma protein to attach to the ACE receptor. Everything else is open, so there's literally... I heard over 100 different subversions, but in some individuals up to 8 or more subversions of the virus growing in the same body. So this is not just one virus, is it? What do you think?
Yeah, there are a lot of mutants right now. I think minimum 14, they say.
Yeah, exactly. So that means we're in a dire situation. We have what they call blithering idiots that want to expose us to toxic things that will screw up our immune system. They're not going to develop normal herd immunity. I mean, even what Sweden's doing makes some sense. I would do several things on top of what they do in Sweden. Number one, I'd measure everybody in the country's vitamin D level and zinc level. I measure their antioxidant levels, and I look at the telomere length of their chromosomes and see how healthy their chromosomes are. Okay? And I give them all antioxidants to protect them against oxidative stress, like our, things we have, for example, our long-acting curcumin product to protect your mitochondria, our Power C-plus crystals, and our antipathogenics that will kill the virus, plasma monatomic iodine, Allicin Med, Nutrient Silver, and, of course, the nutrient defenses strips off the capsule. And once you have the terrain, the person just builds up natural defenses, and then the body says, hey, I'm okay. And that's what, one way or the other, the bodies are adapting in Sweden, so the majority of the population aren't dying or getting sick. What I'm worried about is stealth infections that might sterilize them or cause long-term illness because it's airborne AIDS. And number two, I want to make sure the terrain, their bodies get the right nutrition, so even if they take our oral immune transfer system, that it gives them a true immunity so that they actually have true immunity by educating them. But if they don't have the terrain improved with nutraceuticals to improve their RNA polymerase inhibition, their vitamin D levels, and all the other things necessary to control their immune system, like their trace minerals, their bodies are not going to have the terrain to make sure they have a well-educated immune system that can handle this or any other pathogen. And you see, they don't understand that people can have co-pathogens. You can have, some other virus going on, like hepatitis C and COVID-19 at the same time. Has anybody talked about the two? Or they can have some other disease, like autoimmunity, and the COVID-19 hits them. Or they can have underlying vascular disease where their body's attacking their blood vessel walls. What happens when the COVID-19 hits? Does it cause increased vascular events, which we already know happen? I don't think anybody's asked the right questions yet, have you? Have you heard about that? Has anybody raised these questions? I don't think so.
No.
They just think one size fits all, don't they? Right?
Well, it looks like...
You know, you have to ask enough questions to empty your mind to... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think they're focusing primarily on
that. It's your turn. Go ahead. Focusing on what? Sorry, I couldn't hear you when you said it, Dr. Bill.
I think they're focusing on only on mRNA.
What are they focusing on?
Focusing on mRNA vaccines.
Oh, mRNA, yeah.
Yeah.
Fail on their math test, but they keep on doing the same mistake over and over again.
Yeah.
Or a bug that keeps on hitting the glass, but they don't understand because the bug doesn't believe in glass, they never get through the window until the owner. Bumping into the glass. Oh, I don't believe in that glass. I can see through it.
I don't think there's going to be a vaccine with all those different techniques. It's a long way to go.
Right. Well, the average vaccine for even SARS and COVID and even the Ebola and so on, is they've been over a decade and they've got nothing, haven't they?
Right, exactly.
Nothing.
No.
And then, I hear people say, well, we had the vaccine against polio. Polio went away because of hygiene. It didn't go away because of a vaccine, didn't it?
Well, that was a simple vaccine, and it definitely helped. That was an old immunology procedure. The community DNA work on it. No, it worked.
Yeah, but remember, it has to have the terrain in a person so the response can actually be there because the person has to have the right biological defenses and nutrition in order for the stimulus to create an immune response to educate their immune cells. You see, the question I ask is, does every vaccine work the same in every individual? No, it depends on the nutrition of the individual in the first place. For example, we discovered that the flu vaccine will increase antibody levels in males only between age 20 and 40. There's no evidence ever that there's in anybody under 20 or over 40 or female. Do you know that? And there's no vaccine ever, even these new hyper vaccines they give made of dog kidney larvae, right? They increase the antibody levels in senior citizens, even though they increase the amount of the antigen, the viral antigen, by 400 to 500%. People say, well, did they ever prove there was an increase in antibody response? No, they didn't prove anything. In other words, if you look at the objective data, They're full of crap, right?
I think so.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. So, gentlemen, if we put our heads together and get this project going, and you're out there listening and say, well, I can afford $100. Not only afford, you get a write-off. It doesn't cost you a cent. You can understand, you want to get my nutraceuticals to protect you now because this is airborne AIDS. Don't go and believe there's nothing, it's no deal, don't worry about it, don't wear a mask, you're an idiot. If you don't wear a mask, you don't take things to improve your train, you're going to pick up this friggin' virus and you're going to carry it to yourself and you have some disease smolder away in your body for decades or years until it does something terminal to you, or it's going to kill you really soon when you get a new version of the virus down the road, or they vaccinate you and you've got blocking antibodies. And this is what happened after the animals and people that got vaccinated with the SARS vaccine 17 years ago, and their reaction to the exposure of the virus killed them. Not funny, is it? And never underestimate the stupidity of the so-called medical overlords. I learned that lesson a long time ago. I remember Dr. Robert Brown, before he went into medicine, said, oh, Deagle, you're the smartest PhD candidate I've ever had. You finished your PhD project in 5 months at age 20 by sleeping on the lab floor. He said, you'll be a full professor before you're 28, 29. He said, you go into medicine, you're going to be dealing with serial killers, narcissistic egotists, and just plain greedy, evil, satanic bastards. And you know what? Unfortunately, my buddy, Dr. Robert Brown, 50 years ago, told the truth. Gentlemen, do you want to come back, Dr. Bill, for a little while, or Dr. Dan, or are you guys done for the day?
Yeah, I think we're done for the day, so we need to request some.
I think we covered a lot today. I think we're done for the day. Listen, we'll get you next week. We want to get this NDA out. We want to get some money to you guys. If you need to get the money to these guys, contact me. Contact Dr. Danwell. If you get to me, I'll just send on to Dr. Danwell, Dr. Bill Singh. We'll get the NDA money to them, get the project going. Once we have this 4 weeks with the money, we can prove purposes. We get a patent done. We can get it out. Get into technology that's not going to insert DNA into you, not give you antigens, not give you adjuvants like mercury or aluminum. It'll educate your immune cells and make sure you get real immunity to this virus or any future mutations of it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole...
Meds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.